Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast. We are in a Every Day with Jesus journey, and it's great to be with you this morning. It really is. So grab your Bible, and let's begin a conversation with Jesus. We're going to be in the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel according to Mark, the first Gospel written, the Gospel that Matthew and Luke used as really the skeleton of their narrative to produce Matthew and Luke. So Mark's the first Gospel written, the earliest record of some of these stories of Jesus, and we're going to be in chapter 10. Now, 2 days ago, we began chapter 10, where we talked about marriage, and then yesterday, we were in the middle of chapter 10, where we talked about kids, parenting, the next generation, and then now, we're going to begin in verse 17 in just a moment, and we're going to talk about the rich young ruler. But let me give you a title. Titles are fun. The title of this podcast this morning is Idols. Now, you might think, idols? Idols, that is a bit odd. Isn't idols an Old Testament concept? I mean, idols, I don't have a little golden statue on my mantle. I don't have an idol. Well, yes, idols are an Old Testament thing and a New Testament thing. Idols have been around ever since Genesis 3. So, question, do you have an idol? And if so, what is it? And just so we can be clear about what an idol is, because sometimes it's hard to answer a question if we're not exactly sure what's being asked, an idol is a good thing that has gone bad. And that's very important. An idol is a good thing, something God made and declared good, because everything God made, He declared good. An idol is a good thing that has gone bad. An idol is a good thing that has been abused. An idol is when we take a good thing, and we want it to be everything. An idol is taking a bit of God's creation, a person or some other element of God's creation, and we abuse it. An idol is when we take a bit of God's creation, a person, a thing, or whatever, and we ask it to give us what only the Creator can give us. We ask it to meet needs that only the Creator can meet. And by the way, this in the historical church is where fasting and the season of Lent comes in, where we give up some good thing, food, for example, because often good things, we go after them to be everything, and we ask them to meet our needs that only God can meet. And when we take a good thing and try to make it our everything, an idol is born. So, do you have an idol? And what is it? And let's go to Mark chapter 10, verse 17. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, that's the question. And it's important to know that this rich young ruler is not saying, "Jesus, how do I go to heaven when I die?" Because when we read, "What do I do to inherit eternal life?" we think he's asking, "How do I get to heaven when I die?" This is a whole other podcast in and of itself. But he's not saying, "How do I get to heaven when I die?" He is hearing that Jesus is announcing that the kingdom of heaven, the life of God, the kingdom of heaven, the age to come has broke into the present. So he's not talking about after he dies. He's talking about right now. Good teacher, how do I inherit the life, the eternal life that you're saying is beginning right now, that we have been taught to believe is going to arrive when the Messiah arrives? How do I get in on that life right here, right now? Now, maybe this rich young ruler was keeping the commandments and keeping the law, and we're going to find out later that he indeed was. So is he not experiencing this life? Well, and that's the interesting thing about idolatry. See, idolatry chokes life out. You see, because when we take a bit of God's creation, a good bit of God's creation, and abuse it and ask it to be everything, we actually attach demonic power. We introduce a demonic element into our relationship with that good thing that we're abusing, and it has a way of killing or choking out life. Now, that's important. I'm just going to say that one more time, because idolatry is taking a good thing and trying to make it everything, almost replacing God with it. And when we do that, we attach or introduce a demonic power into our relationship with that thing, and it begins to kill and it begins to choke out our life. And the sad part about idolatry is we don't often realize that we have an idol or idols in our life. So an idol could be accomplishment. An idol could be a son or a daughter or a spouse. An idol could be rest. An idol could be education or sex or alcohol or authority. See, those are all really, 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 really good things. But we often take those really good things and try to make them everything and pursue them more than we're pursuing God. Some have said we pursue God's gifts often more than we pursue God himself. So if we find ourselves pursuing accomplishment or sex or rest or education or our kids or our spouse or alcohol or authority or food or whatever it is, more than we're pursuing God himself, we will turn those good things into an idol. And when we do that, we attach a demonic or introduce a demonic power into our relationship with those things, and it begins to choke out our life. And so the rich young ruler runs up to Jesus. I know I'm not experiencing life. How do I experience life? And Jesus says, we pick up in verse 18, why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder, commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false testimony. You shall not defraud. You shall honor your father and mother. Teacher, he declared, all these things I have kept since I was a boy. And here we go. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said. Go, sell everything that you have, give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in the heavens, and then come and follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and says to his disciples, how hard it is for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, who then can be saved? And Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. This is a story about idolatry. This is a story that we can relate to if we allow the Spirit of God to reveal what needs to be revealed. I almost call this podcast Counterfeit Gods, because that's what idols do. They become a counterfeit of God. They look, they feel, they seem like they're going to deliver what only God can deliver, but they absolutely won't deliver. So what we need to do is we need to smash the idol. We need to let go of it. We need to let it go, because then and only then can we begin to experience the real thing, because the only thing that's better than gifts that God gives us is the gift of God himself. So the question presses, what idol do you have? What is it? and you probably, like this rich young ruler, are thinking, I still lack something. What is going on? And for this rich young ruler, and this is important, for him, it was money. Jesus says, one thing you lack, go and give away your possessions and then come follow me, because it's your possessions that are getting in the way of following me. You're asking your possessions and your money to give you what only I can give you. You've taken a really, really, really good thing, money, and you've made it your everything. And so you're missing out on the source. You're settling for my gifts and you're missing me. Now, for the rich young ruler, this was his idol. Money may not be your idol. It might be accomplishment, or family, or sex, or education, or alcohol, or food, or authority, or all kinds of different things. Anything that God made and declared good can become abused and can become an idol. And here's the saddest thing about this passage. He walked away sad. He walked away sad. He walked away from Jesus sad. And we are sad when the idea of letting go of an idol, you know, hits our mind or hits our heart, because we are looking for that idol to give us life, security, pleasure. We're looking for that idol to make us okay. And here's the sticky thing about idolatry. We can seek after an idol that we don't have, or we can hold on to an idol that we do have. Let's just use money, for example, because money is in this passage. We can either seek after money as an idol for our entire lives, or we can hold on to money for our entire lives. You and I don't have to have something for it to become an idol. We can have an idol, or that idol can be an idea of something that would indeed give us life. And so whatever that idol is, it's time to let go. Jesus says, give that up and follow me. And the man walked away sad. The man walked away sad. And Jesus says how hard it is for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, he's not talking about money being bad. That would be Gnostic. Money's good. That's for a whole other podcast. He's not calling money bad. But the way in which this man was holding on and grasping money had abused money, and it was keeping this man from life. But then Jesus says, with God, all things are possible. And so here's our invitation, and this will, you know, bring us into a conversation with Jesus that will then hopefully last throughout the day. The first step is to recognize what our idol is. The second step is to invite the power of the Holy Spirit, because we're going to need the power of the Holy Spirit. And the third step is to let go. Now, here's the really good news. Often, most of the time, after we let go of that idol, God in his timing will give it back to us. Because remember, it's a really, really good thing. We've abused it. And so very often, when we let go, God says, okay, and then in his timing and his grace and his mercy, he gives that back to us. But when he gives it back to us, it's no longer a little God. It's a gift from God. And so we must trust Jesus, revealed in this story. By the power of the Spirit, let's think about what that idol is. What is it? What is it? What is it that I need to let go, because I've settled for a gift from God and I've missed the source of that gift? So let's have a conversation. Let's not walk away sad. Let's walk toward Jesus and allow him to define what it truly looks like to have life, to be happy, to let go, so that we can grab hold of him with both hands and enjoy his gifts, as opposed to taking his gifts and turning them into little gods. So the question presses, do you have an idol? What is it? Have a conversation with Jesus, pray, meditate, journal, and then allow that conversation to last throughout the entirety of the day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.